Welcome to the Wager Makers Podcast with Webb and Schmidt.
Brick by brick, baby. I'm freaking out, Webb.
I would there be no man.
Stupidity is going to be an asset.
What a bunch of crybabies.
Hello, my name is Steve Smith, and this is Rob Weber. Say hey, Webb.
Hello, hello. What's up, Smith?
All right, I'm Smith, that's Webb, and we are the Wager Makers, and this is the Wager Maker Podcast. This is Wager Maker Podcast number 25, Webb.
25, baby. We got to do, I don't know, I was thinking maybe go to Reggie Bush for you, but it's got to be Barry Bonds, I think, number 25.
Barry Bonds. I was leaning to Reggie Bush all the way. But
I know. Reggie Bust back in the day. I used to call you guys, used to get mad at me, Reggie Bust.
Hey, man, I don't see it that way. The guy came in, he gave the city some lift. You know, when we needed it the most, he was the first draft pick. All of a sudden, we thought we were gonna have the number two pick, and we were probably gonna take the that defensive lineman. I think that the Texans ended up taking. But once things started turning out that maybe Reggie Bush
was
gonna fall.
Who was that? T.J. Watt?
No. I want to say an NC State dude. Damn, who the fuck?
Oh yeah.
Well, it goes to show you that Reggie Bush wasn't the bust in the situation.
Well,
both of us are sitting here trying to.
There's a couple of busts.
Mario Williams?
Yeah, maybe that's a good call. Right. That might be a good call. Yeah. Right. But maybe there's a couple of busts.
It was
then.
Before the T.J. Watt day, obviously. All right. But but it gave the city some life when we signed Sean Payton, didn't know what we had with him. Signed Drew Brees. He was beat up, bad shoulder guy that even some teams didn't want. And all of a sudden, Reggie Bush fell to the Saints, and the season ticket started going, and the rest is history, man. I wouldn't call him a bust. He didn't come to New Orleans and be Barry Sanders, but damn, the dude did his job.
He didn't come to New Orleans and be George Rogers, neither.
Well,
he wasn't even Ricky Williams.
He was better than Ricky Williams, bro. Way better.
I don't know about all that.
Bro, he's got a ring, bro. He's got a ring.
Yeah, so does... You know, there's a lot of people got rings.
He was an important part. He had a couple punt returns, a couple big touchdowns in a playoff game.
How many contracts did he sign? Did he sign for a second contract?
I think he signed a second contract. Maybe
no, not with the Saints. He didn't.
Sure.
No.
He was here for a little bit. He was here for more than three, four years, right?
I have to get the intern on it.
We're gonna have to get our stats crew on this.
We got to get the producers on that. Right?
It's too bad we don't have somebody that just could pull up and say, no, you're wrong. You're wrong about that. So, all right. Well, tell him 25. I'm going Reggie Bush, and I'm saying he's not a bust. How about that? I'm saying he's got a Super Bowl ring. Reggie Bush, in fact, he was just inducted into him.
I'm a numbers guy. Barry Bonds. 25 is Barry Bonds.
All right. Well, Reggie Bush and Marcus Colston just got inducted into the Saints Hall of Fame about a week or two ago. That's not a very long list of Hall of Fame guys, but in the Saints Hall of Fame, not the Hall of Fame Hall of Fame. Not the Gold Jacket Hall of Fame, the Saints Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
All right, this is already taken. This has already gone too far.
Let's move on.
Nick Perone is going to be pissed. The Jets won this week, so he's like, when do we get to the Jets? When do we get to the Jets?
When do we start talking about the Cowboys? And he's really going to be pissed.
Well, we'll get to this. Thanks. Hey, everyone. Hey, Webb, I want to wish you a happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you very much.
In case you're wondering, this is the night before Thanksgiving. We're anxiously awaiting LeBron and AD's trip back to the New Orleans arena here. It's going to be popping on TV in a few minutes. If you check, we took the Lakers. We're not. That, if anybody thinks we're homers, we took the Lakers laying the seven points.
We had a good day today too. Check this out. We're doing good. It's a long turkey day. Long.
Oh man,
long
we got games.
We got a lot of stuff going on.
You already know there's all kinds of football all weekend long starting tomorrow. But man, there was college games all day. They're playing in Hawaii. They're playing in all over the place. Las Vegas. Man,
a battle for Atlantis. Carolina's Atlantis. A couple years ago, we were down there with the family. We had Thanksgiving dinner at Nobu and went to the Carolina game in Atlantis. We played in a ballroom. It was the greatest thing ever.
That's awesome. I think they're doing the same thing at MGM out there in Las Vegas. I think it was Clemson last night, so I pop on the game, think I'm watching it. There must have been five people in the stands in that game.
It's a big Samoan dude out in Maui sitting there eating a poi sandwich, eating a pineapple.
It looked like a couple kids' moms. It looked like a game at the Freehold High School gym. So I'll go to the Bahamas. I'll go to Maui.
Yeah, no doubt. Right. No doubt.
So last week we did all right in college. We had a pretty good day, I think. On a Saturday. We had a rough weekend. But the new CFP poll things came out, and got LSU people are up in a roar again, Webb.
I can only imagine.
They fell to number. They won the game and fell to number two.
Here we go. That's right. It's a conspiracy. Right. There it is again.
I'm starting to think, you know, these guys, if they want people to talk about this shit, why wouldn't they mix it up all the time? Right. Why wouldn't they mix it up all the time? But for those
they're not playing next week. They're still playing. It doesn't matter.
Right. Exactly. They got Texas A&M. We got Ohio State. Man, we got to pick. I got to pick for Saturday. I know people like this. It's rivalry week and all this shit.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man. I'm betting the house on Ohio State.
I bet it early,
bet it often, bet it before it goes up. That's what I'm saying.
I will check it here. I wonder if it's gone up since we did it this morning. Right.
maybe we made the line move.
Yeah, we may have. I wouldn't be surprised, honestly. but college hoops, man, today, 11, I think it's a whole full 12 hours, dude. Dang, I think it was 11:30 to 11:30.
We had Michigan this morning. We had under Virginia. That seems to work. Well, I don't want to let out all our secrets, but we love under Virginia every day. That's 66% right there every time.
Yeah, just bet it. Every game right now.
I think their total points in that game today was like 82. I think it was 46. I think it was 46-26, Webb. And the over-under was 105. And we're like, man, that is so low. That's amazing. And they didn't even get – I mean, they didn't even hit 90.
Yeah, it's just going to go lower. That's what's scary.
Right. 46-26. They got to 72.
There you go.
Team scored 26 points. It's like the girls' hoop team. Speaking of high school basketball, it's like the girls' hoops. 26.
Carolina, I think, scored 79 points themselves.
So they got a lot of big rivalry games this week, and even in the NFL, man, they got the rematch of the Browns Steelers. That's high on the list of things.
Dongs in a bag. What are they sending Mason Rudolph?
I think they're sending dildos and gummy bear penises. I don't know if dong like eat a bag of dicks, like the saying. I think they're sending him a bunch of.
Right.
But I'll tell you, Mason Rudolph. If I was Mason Rudolph, I'd be the happiest guy on the planet. Because he's getting benched. He got benched this week.
Yeah, mentioned.
I wouldn't want to be in the game next week in this game with this. There's too much bad blood going on right now.
And the thing that got lost in the shuffle, that whole thing, is how bad he played in that game.
Right.
He played awful.
Right.
I think it was 4 interceptions, and that got overshadowed. He got beat with a helmet.
Right. So then he gets benched the next week, and it like Myles Garrett came out and said something like oh, he said a racial slur or something like that. And I kind of stuck up for Garrett last week, but I mean, it doesn't mean. No matter what words you say to the dude, don't mean you can bash him over the head with a helmet.
Right. It's
you
true.
Know, but
true.
But not you know not but you know I think they said that you know there was no evidence that he did it or something like that. But then now Mason Rudolph is getting benched. I don't know if it's got something to do with that or just that he sucks.
He did not play well. He did not play well again. That wasn't a bad thing to bench him. Even though like who's the guy they call him Duck because he went to Oregon, the other quarterback.
Yeah, what's the guy's name? Devlin Hodges or something.
Duck.
Yeah.
Duck.
So I think. That'd be an interesting game to watch. That game might get ugly this week. Just ugly, not necessarily score wise, but ugly.
It's chippy.
Just physical, chippy. Chippy. That's a good way to put it. So then we kind of stuck up for Haskins last week, the Redskins quarterback, when he was trying to get his team together, trying to get his offensive lineman geared up to go and stuff like that. Yeah. He actually comes out. I didn't see the game. It was 19-16. I would imagine it was an ugly. Ugly game with a couple of backup quarterbacks, but they get the win.
Good for him.
Problem is, on the last play of the game, I think Washington had to come out. Washington had to come out and take a knee, and they couldn't find Haskins. They couldn't find him. He was over by the stands taking selfies with the fans.
We got to stop up for people. We can't.
I mean, the minute I stick up for somebody, they're like, they pull a knucklehead stupid shit move.
Dude was in the stands taking selfie with his cousin or something.
Where's Haskins? Go take a knee. They got to take the backup quarterback in there.
Who gets his win? He says he's in the stands. They're millennials. We're getting old, Smith. We're getting old.
Oh, God, selfies. What would Jack Lambert? What would Jack Lambert say about this right now?
I don't know. Yeah, right.
Lyle Alzado.
If he's dead, he's rolling over in his grave.
All right. So and then we'll throw a little bone out to Nick Perrone. The Jets whooped some ass over. Did you watch that game?
I watched a little bit of it. I just moved on from it. I had the Raiders. I'm like, forget this. I'll watch some other bullshit.
I couldn't believe I was just watching the score. I didn't see the game, but I have no idea what I mean. That was
from the beginning to the end. Yeah, they just whooped them.
You know, I think we rode the Raiders a little too long. We were on them like two. That might have been our third week in a row. And
We were listening to the
Eric Campbell Raiders. I've been here listening to this bullshit. Oh, yeah. They're in playoff contention. Well, guess what?
Not
they go
really.
To the Jets, and I mean, what was it, 34-3
maybe? And they took Carr out of the game just so he wouldn't get hurt or something. Like, just protect them.
Right. Like, let's just go to the plane now.
They were afraid. Yeah, right. Just go ahead. Go home.
Right. Start warming up the bus.
Yeah, someone take his helmet.
Saints pulled one out, but we had the Saints laying 10. Man, they got a big game Thursday night. I'm not sure. Well, I'm sure we'll do a little analysis on that in a little while. They could clinch the NFC South. It'll be the earliest that anybody's ever clinched the NFC South in their history if they win tomorrow night. That just shows that Carolina and Atlanta
how
and Tampa
bad that
stink.
Division is. Yeah,
right,
geez,
right.
Wow.
A lot of people talk about how bad some other divisions are, but hey, from top to bottom, the teams are not very good. Speaking of good teams, man, the Ravens, dude.
I was shocked at that. I was trying to delay getting hopping on that bandwagon, but I can't.
Right. No, they're just that good. They're that good. They're beating the shit out of people, and they do everything. They do everything that good teams do. They run the ball. They control the ball. I mean, and Lamar Jackson is not just a runner. I mean, he makes you pay. If you gang up on the run, man, he makes you pay. He makes you pay over the top. They play good D. They play hard. I think him and Peters, their cornerback, they got from the Rams, and they dealt Jalen Ramsey to Ramsey came from the Jags, I think, to replace Peters, and they got some kind of argument or something like that in the game after the game.
They had to be held back. Like, well, that sounds like somebody's wife or something. Come on,
right.
Bunch of millionaires fighting over some ego bullshit.
Right.
With football equipment on.
Right. You traded me. You say traded me for you. Yeah.
Right.
But you make $20 million and you make $20 million.
Right.
What's it really matter?
25 years old.
Right. Your arch nemesis in college hoops got upset last night.
Yeah, they did. Biggest upset in 15 years. 27.5 points. Yeah.
Dude.
Yeah. At Cameron, that's nice.
Oh, that's not even nice. That wasn't even one of those like holiday tournaments.
No, that was a home game. It was on their home court.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yep.
Crazy.
Yep. Stephen F. Austin. I wonder if that gets them. I mean, that's a quality win right there for them. I wonder if we'll see them. That'll come back later in March. We'll still have to. You'll have to hop on the Stephen F. Austin Duke beaters.
right. Until March. Or just go the other way. Everybody be hopping on Stephen F. Austin. Man, this team's good. This team's good. They'll be playing some nobody and get whooped.
Right. Exactly.
We had, like I said, we started out. I thought we'd have a decent week last week with college. We had Wyoming. Their kicker kicked like a 48-yarder on Friday night to win to cover. They won 17-7. So I'm like, we're good to go. And then first thing Saturday morning, Tulane. We took UCF. They were laying, I think, 7 points
six.
Six to Tulane. And then Tulane's got the ball. 30 seconds left in the game on the 7-yard line of this fourth down. They were down by 10. And instead of kicking the field goal, they go for it on fourth and seven, and they score a touchdown. That's great, but you kick the field goal, bro. If you miss it, you're still down by 10. If you get the field goal, you still got an onside no matter what. That was under one of those, you know, Scott Van Pelt bad beats.
Yeah, sure.
We were on it. We led the show last night in bad beats.
Yeah, of course.
Ridiculous.
We're on every week.
Right. But we did have Nebraska, man. They won 54-7.
That's the one that was the one against Maryland.
Yeah.
That was inspired. Yeah. That was a good one.
Yep. That was a nice pick. It's nice. You know, we came to the conclusion, I think, this week. We were talking and we were texting, and we're like, look, we're always right. It's just sometimes
time,
the teams do dumb shit.
Pick.
Right. Yeah. Sometimes the teams do dumb shit.
We should have won a UFC bet.
Right. Very seldom are we like just off.
Right.
Fucking just
wrong. The Raiders were wrong.
The Raiders was just wrong. Raiders was just right. Exactly. The Raiders were just wrong. UCF, that was a win.
That's a win. That's no doubt.
They were winning by at least 10 points, sometimes 17 all game long.
Yep.
And now they're down two scores on fourth and seven. Like, it's time to kick. You go for it on fourth down to your field goal range. Then you kick the field goal.
Yeah.
Give me a break.
Right. We had it the other way. That shit never would have happened.
Yeah.
Through to the third row.
So I guess Jerry Jones, we'll get to the Cowboys now, came out and was kind of critical of the team and Garrett. after the loss last week.
Did you? I don't know if you saw the game or whatever, but even Troy Aikman was like, "What is going on?" when he was calling the game. Like, first of all, Dak Prescott, the glove is on. The glove. Can you practice? Can you wet a ball in practice? It's just the guy's supposed to be a Princeton guy. Doesn't think he's a smart guy. And then special teams. Like, it's just only like, you know, the Patriots are going to do something, you know, weird. They always do something. They always have a left-footed punter. They always do something different. When the rule changed on the kickoff, they kind of changed how they did it. I don't watch the Patriots every week. I still know they do that shit.
Right.
So I don't know. There's no way. Aside from, you know, getting to the NFC Championship game or winning the Super, there's no way Jason Garrett can be back. They can't. He just can't. The team is too. I mean, forget if they're talented or not. The payroll, the checks he's writing are just demand different. His frustration is justified based off the checks he's written just this past, you know, 6 months or whatever. But now the question is, who's going to be the coach? Is it Lincoln Riley? Is it going to be Mike? The two names I heard that are interested me would be either Mike McCarthy or Urban Meyer.
Oh, wow. That'd be pretty big, you know, pretty big experiment to pull Urban Meyer in there. You know, I mean, I think the Cowboys have to think they're further along that brings college coaching here. Same thing would be Lincoln Riley, I guess.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, he's kind of, yeah. But, I mean, Urban Meyer, he's won everywhere from days. He was at Utah, he won. Then he went to Florida, and he won. He went to Ohio State, and he won. So I don't know that he's, I don't know if losing. He's just one of these, you know, maniacal motherfuckers that works there, like, you know, 20 hours a day. I would be more excited for him over Lincoln Riley. And then if you're going to bring in a pro guy, I don't know. Yeah, you know, Mike McCarthy, I think he's got a Super Bowl to his on his resume, I believe.
Yeah. What do you think? Do you think that the Cowboys? I guess we'll certainly get to the Turkey Day games real soon like that. Do the Cowboys respond this week, or do you? I think they usually respond when something like this happens, but are they too far gone?
Their response, typical response with them, they would have won last week. That's typically how they like even when. Like when Garrick first got hired, there was a shit season, and they came to the Giants. Giants were hot, and the Cowboys only went 6-10 or something. And they beat the Giants in Giants Stadium at the time. This is a different Cowboy team. I don't know what they do tomorrow. I like the under is when we get to it. It's like 47.
Right. I like the under in that game too. But we're gonna have to make some picks. Hey man, it's Turkey. I'm saying it down right now. There's a lot of games this weekend. We're winning. We're winning this week. You guys can take it to the bank. Take it to the bank.
We're already on the way.
And we'll see if these Lakers. I really think AD and LeBron's going to come and show up tonight. And I hate to say it, I would love to see them get beat. I've let it be known about LeBron and LB.
Yep, LeBron's bitch
is coming to town. But I have a feeling they're going to be ready to play tonight.
That's not a hard sell, I don't think.
They're not going to overlook the Pelicans.
Nope. And then we got VTech. We had the earliest game in college basketball, and we got the latest game in college basketball.
Hey man, from the break of dawn to the weary ends of the night.
24/7
Thanksgiving. When Virginia Tech's over, it'll almost be time to put the turkey in the oven.
You'll
be up already. You can just put the turkey in the oven right then. Start basting right then.
We're international too. We are international.
Dig it. Round global. Round the world.
That's right. Worldwide. Yeah.
Virginia Tech. So the odds, the latest odds on college football teams winning the national championship, and maybe LSU fans, look, man, sometimes you guys only watch your own team, so you think you're the best in the world, but I tend to go with the Vegas guys when it comes to things like this. So just so you know, everybody's been jumping all over the people with the college football rankings, and that LSU dropped to number 2 and all that. But actually, as far as the Vegas odds, they're currently sitting at number 3 to win the national championship. Just so everybody knows, right now I got Ohio State and Clemson are both about +170.
Hold on, I got it here too.
Yeah. This is an article I saw, I think, on ESPN. A little while, I think it was on ESPN a little while.
They got a handful of teams here. We got Alabama's +1150. Clemson is +200 only. Ohio State +180. LSU +220. Georgia +800. Oklahoma +2000. And the only one on the board is Utah +4500. So that's all based on $100 bet. So that's so you're looking at LSU is the third favorite
right.
there.
Right. So, I mean, you can't – all the LSU fans, look, man, your defense – is not looking tough. I'm telling you that right now. I love LSU. I want to see them win. I think they're doing good. But man, if they don't get this, they're not going to be playing the Arkansas of the world. They're not going to be playing
Oh, right.
Ole Miss when it comes to this playoff team. And I'll tell you what, this Clemson team, everybody's been talking shit about the Clemson team all year long.
Yeah, that's for sure.
They play a Powder Cup schedule, but you know what? They've won 26 straight games. They've been there. They've been in the big games. They've beaten Alabama when they've had to. This team knows what they're doing. It's like a pro NBA team that does the load management. That's what Clemson does. That's what Clemson does all year. They play for the big one.
I heard today they haven't lost. They haven't beaten anybody by less than 27 points in September.
Yeah. Yep. So the last few weeks, I mean, we've been laying. I think it was NC State. I laid 35, and they covered.
That was easy.
And we actually took Wake getting 35 or so next week, and they blew the doors off of them. So this team is no joke. And we've been saying all year long about Ohio State. This team is for real, and they're not just they don't just play one side of the ball. This quarterback is amazing. They play offense, but they play defense too. And I know, maybe week in and week out they don't play the same competition that LSU does, but this team is for like these teams are for this. Don't think of them as a Big Ten team. Clemson is not in the ACC, and Ohio State is not in the Big Ten. These are national powers. I don't care what the
There's no doubt. Ohio State is. I mean, both of them are crazy, ridiculously good.
Right.
The thing that surprised me about this, Alabama's over 10-1, like 11.5-1. I could easily see them getting it. I mean, it's not like the quarterback behind Tua is,
right. I think
Duck Hodges playing. Alabama could easily win out and get the number four spot.
Right. Right. And then once you're there, anything goes.
Oh, 100%.
And the only issue would be, I think the only reason why Bama is a little higher than these other teams is because right now they're on the outside looking in. If LSU runs the table, they don't even. I mean, if Georgia wins in that SEC championship, Alabama doesn't even get a chance to get in there.
Well, these four went out for sure. Yeah, they're not in. Yep, I get that, of course. But it's big. I do get the LSU gripe a little bit, although there are many games to be played. But you don't want you'd much rather be number one and end up playing Georgia than number two and playing Clemson.
Right. No doubt. Exactly. The seedings matter. But if LSU beats Texas A&M this week and then beats Georgia, the seedings will take care of themselves. They'll be the number one. If LSU runs the table and goes undefeated and beats the NCC championship and then they're not number one, then I'll give it to you, LSU fans. Then I'll say, okay, well, right. you got a beef. If you beat Auburn and Florida and Alabama and Georgia in a season, then you got a beef. But until then. Until then, play some D. Don't let the freshman quarterback from Ole Miss run for four touchdowns and 400 yards on your ass.
Right.
How about that?
Right. If you want to talk shit, no doubt.
Right.
No doubt. All right.
Well, let's move it right along here. The Saints fans a little upset about some penalties. I had some issues, Webb, with the pass interference. New rule that they put out before the season started and stuff like that. But it's just as much of a fiasco now as it was.
It's no difference. How about the tripping calls again the Cowboy game? They came out the next day and say, "Oh, that was wrong." Okay,
right.
Thanks.
Yeah, thanks for the help. We lost by 3 points. We lost by four points. Maybe that would have been a big deal
on the last drive of the game.
Right. Same. The Saints pad the pass interference.
Jason Garrett fired.
Right. Yeah. Without that play, Jerry Jones at the end of the game would have been like, "Man, I've been telling you all along, Jason Garrett is the man."
He that just out coached Belichick. In bad weather up in Foxborough.
Yeah. What a difference. I mean, that's the NFL, man. One play is such a big deal, dude.
Razor thin.
It's unbelievable. So in the new rule, they've overturned the pass interference call 5%. Of the time so far, and it happened against the Saints this week.
Of course.
Right. So, but and it was a big deal because they got a touchdown in that drive when they would have stopped them. So that ended up that's where it got tied it up. And then they called two pass interference on the Saints that offensive pass interferences that were terrible calls. And they reviewed the one and didn't overturn it. Of course.
I think I've seen more of that this year than anything.
Well, only 5%. Only 5% have they overturned.
Right. But I think there's been more offensive pass interference calls than I've ever seen. I think. I don't know if that. I don't know how that ties into it.
So, all right. Well, let's go. You got anything else you want to talk about? Or you want to just go right? I mean, it's Turkey Day. We got winners.
Let's get the turducken going.
Let's get it down. Turducken, dig it. I'm frying turkeys, by the way. That's the way we do. That's how we do it down here. I don't know. Oh, you had a fried turkey at my house last year.
Yeah. Devin was asking me going over there.
Not this time. Yeah. We'll have to send what's this year's toy of choice? Last year was the what was the thing where they said all the little
LOL. The LOL.
Yeah, yeah. They had all the little, you just keep opening it. There's gifts after gift after gift. That was awesome.
Yeah. We'll have to see. I don't know. Believe me, she'll be asking me. I'll let you guys know.
All right. So just so you know, I mean, we're still doing fine. We're number 3 right now in NBA. We popped up a bunch of times in the top 30 days, top 60 days on the sportswatchmonitor.com. All right, let's get right into it, man. Thanksgiving, dude. I'm telling you right now, folks, we're going to have a week this week. Get on board.
We're already off.
Keep an eye. Don't forget on all our daily picks on Instagram and Twitter. We put our daily like hoop and hockey and NBA and college basketball and that shit. All our daily picks go on there. So, but for the weekly ones, still you gotta listen to the podcast to get the NFL.
You can always shoot us emails, whatever. We'll get right back to you.
Dig it.
On picks for the day, NBA and these college games, tournaments, whatever, hockey.
All right, NFL starts off early. Bears visit the Lions. Looks like it's gone up to about 4 and maybe 37.
Dude, we got 5.5. That's because what's Driscoll's not playing. They're playing some undrafted rookie.
Right.
Wow, I think it's Blough or something is the quarterback. Let me see. Yeah, undrafted Blough for ailing Driscoll. So I don't know. The Bears suck too. This one, you're going to have to take the Bears. The 37 is ridiculously low. I do think I wouldn't be surprised to see it stay under, but I take the Bears minus the 5.5. This one, just based off the defense. And then the Bears secondary, the Lions secondary is no good. I'm not sure what Trubisky's going to do either, but I don't see the Lions scoring many points at all.
Yep. Agreed. But the problem with the unders with a quarterback like that is, turnovers.
Well, you know, not that. It's 3, and he's going to get, it's going to be 3rd and 9 every time to be kicking from the 24. Right. Yeah, let's just take the Bears. It's fine. I got you. I agree. Right.
Well, I mean, I kind of like the under, but the same deal, though. But it's so low. If he gives 2 pick-sixes, all of a sudden, that's...
Oh, that's the others. Right. And Trubisky could do the same thing.
Well, we'll go with the Bears game one. Just more of like default. You can't take the third string quarterback and shit.
Right.
Shit team.
Right. We got it.
And I saw something... it used to be, I feel like when I grew up, you always like, man, if you take the Lions and the Cowboys on Thanksgiving, you got a pretty good chance at just at least splitting because those teams always play well on Thanksgiving. They always play the home. They were always at the home game on Thanksgiving.
Scheduled accordingly for them to kind of shine. Right.
So I looked it up, and the Lions are 1-10 in the last 11 Thanksgiving games against the spread as an underdog. I found that amazing. That means they didn't even cover... They covered once in the last
11
games.
Wow.
As an underdog.
Yeah, well.
All right, there you go. We'll take the Bears.
I'm looking at it now.
Sure thing. The Lions are going to crush them tomorrow.
Yeah, the Lions are locked. actually, I'm looking at it here. I wouldn't. I got the Bears on the money line minus 245. That's not too bad for a, entertainment only wager,
right,
just to get your morning going if you had to. I'd be almost be more comfortable than laying the 5.5 with that. So
yeah,
think about that as well.
Good idea. We might have to do both at the sportswatchmonitor.com. We're making wager this week for real. I'm saying we're going for broke. I'm gonna be sitting there Black Friday like sick to my stomach turkey or from the bets we make.
Right. Yeah. Or Cyber Monday in it.
All right. So all right. How about your boys? What are you thinking? I like the under. I do like the under in this
game.
Them.
I can't. I think the Bills are probably the most overrated or the worst 8-3 team or whatever they are. They do have some players on both offense and defense. I do think the Cowboys will play better. Gun to my head, I would take the Cowboys minus the 6.5. But I'm much more comfortable going under. I got 46.5 here. Buy that to. I'm going to buy it to 47 and go under the 47. And I like that actually.
All right, I'll roll with you. I'm gonna quote Bill Parcells back in the day and say, "You are what your record says you are. You are what your record says you are. You're 8-3." I think the Cowboys bounce back this week. I think they can win. I think they can win by a touchdown. The Bills, like you say, they're 8-3, but it's rough. If the Cowboys don't bounce back now.
But Parcells always used to say the season really doesn't start. You don't find out what kind of team you are until Thanksgiving. So
all right,
we'll find that out today or tomorrow.
Okay, so far we got the Bears, Cowboys, and under. Now this is a tough one. This is a tough one Sunday night for me. What are you thinking about the Saints and Falcons? I'll tell you, I'll give you a little analysis and.
I saw if Julio Jones doesn't play, that changes everything. First of all, we got the Saints minus 6.5, just based off of what happened last time they played. I actually like the Saints in this game. I don't know. I mean, the Falcons are playing, you know, did a complete 180 from early in the season, playing much more like the team I thought they might be early on. But the Saints are obviously, you know, top echelon team, top, you know, four team in the NFL. So it's a tough game. It's a road, you know, road division game, rivalry game for Atlanta. This is basically Atlanta's season almost. They could beat the Saints twice. But I have a hard time just on the eye test from what I've seen from the Falcons all season going against the Saints in this game.
All right. What I do like in this game is the over. I think these teams will score. I think they'll open things up. I think Lattimore is still 50-50, but I think Julio Jones.
Playing.
He's got a hammy. He's still kind of questionable. He practiced limited time this week. I just saw a little while ago they say he thinks he's going to play, but I wouldn't be surprised if they hold him out. I think Julio. I heard a guy tonight say he's going to try and go. The local radio station had the Atlanta guy on, and he's got a shoulder injury, but he's going to try and go. So both of them, I think, will be iffy. But they're going to cancel each other out. The Saints have tons of injuries, man.
Yeah, the offensive line, the left guard, and the tackle are out.
Yeah, Andrus Peat is out. Armstead is out.
Yeah.
And those are really the guys. I mean, that offensive line is what got beat up by the Falcons last time they played.
Seven sacks, right?
Right. I think they had six maybe, and the Falcons have 18 all year long. Six of them were against the Saints.
Right. So I mean it's tough. That I mean. You know, Breeze will be getting rid of the ball real quick to kind of offset that. So, it's a tough game.
I mean, the Saints could not stop Carolina last week. They gave up 31.
I just
think this is going to be one of those games where maybe they're both going to try and play it a little bit conservative Thursday night early on. But if one team gets up by 10 points, both teams are going to be throwing. I like the over. If you want to go with the Saints, I have no problem with that, but. And this is going to be – I'm not real thrilled with the way the Saints have been playing lately. They had a couple of bad calls go against them that really changed the complexion of the game last week. But still, I thought – I mean, the quarterback from Carolina has really played poor lately, and he looked like a superstar last week against the Saints secondary.
Yeah, Kyle Allen, yep.
I feel like Matt Ryan, if Julio's in there, even if he's not, I think they get their running back. And Calvin Ridley's pretty good wide receiver, a couple other guys. The tight end they have, really good. Hooper, whatever.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm starting to. You're starting to. I mean, that's against the. I'd be more comfortable going. I'll go over. That's fine. Let's just stick with the over.
Well, let's go. We can go with the Saints too. I'm cool with that. I'm just saying this is one that. Well, I'll tell you what. I'll put it this way. I think I was on a Saints minus 10 last week, and then I was on them a big favorite a couple weeks ago, and they didn't come through. This is usually the game that they do play well. You know, when I'm kind of down on them and saying how bad all the bad things they do, that'll be the game to bounce back and do something.
Right.
So Thanksgiving, I'm not going to sit here and root for the Falcons. So we'll go with the Saints minus 6.5 or so. They should come out and whoop their ass. But just I saw it with my own two eyes last week, 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, but it's such a week to week. I get it. I hear you.
But I gotta hope that game a couple weeks ago was more or less just the Saints team that didn't show up in any capacity.
Right.
So we'll see. If the Falcons get the better of them this week, then the Saints have bigger issues to deal with than worrying about the number one seed and all that shit. Because teams like San Francisco and those, they'll put it on them if they keep playing like this.
Oh yeah.
So all right, so we got the Saints. So in NFL, we got the Saints, Bears under. All right, Bears. No. We got the Bears.
Yeah.
We got the Cowboys. We got the under Cowboys. We got the Saints, and we got the over.
Yeah.
There's one college game Thursday night. That's Old Miss goes to Mississippi State.
Mississippi State, yep.
I'll tell you, I was pretty impressed with Old Miss when they played LSU a couple weeks ago. And they got a young running quarterback on that team that really, I mean, this dude, like I said before, it was LSU. But I think their defense probably at its worst is still probably better than Mississippi State. But this dude was running all over him.
I mean, that's good enough we'll take, I could buy it to three. That's fine. I don't have any qualms about taking this. Yeah. This is a toss up here. You may want to take 3 points. That's fine with me. We can even go maybe over and under. I don't know what's, maybe over 58. I'm not too sure about that. Mississippi State traditionally doesn't score too many points, but
I don't know. Maybe we'll stick with the Ole Miss.
All right, let's do it. Rebels.
Friday, we got some college ball. What do you see anything Friday that stands out to you?
Let me see. Virginia Tech, I like against Virginia -2.5. Who else? Let me go down. Let me see who I have written down first. We'll take it from there. Cincinnati, is that if that's Friday or not? Cincinnati, that's plus points. I thought you'd be happy with that one. Yep. And then Boise's my next one. They're going to smoke Colorado State. And then Appalachian State is the other one against Troy on Friday.
I didn't have that one, but I had Virginia Tech written down. I had Cincinnati written down, and I had Boise written down.
Yep.
And
so we're looking at VTech -2 on with the bye, Cincinnati +12. That line scares me. I don't know why it would be that
high. Well, I'll tell you, I read a little bit about that today. I think Cincinnati is guaranteed to be in that conference championship, and it's next week. If Memphis wins, they're in it as well. Okay. So basically, they will play again these same two teams will play again next week if Memphis – Cincinnati's already in it. Just going to depend on who they play. If Memphis wins, they're going to be in the conference championship against them. So I don't know if maybe they have less to play for and their quarterback's been banged up, so maybe they're going to rest some guy. Like, it's just that number looked like crazy.
Yeah, definitely,
just like,
right.
They're two 10-1 teams in the same conference, and one team's giving them 11, 12 points.
Yeah, I still like the 12 there.
All right. Fair enough. Yeah, I had Cincinnati. I had Virginia Tech. I had Boise.
Boise to 14. That's even. And then App State -12 on the bye.
All right. What about, did you like anything about your Washington? I know you like the Washington Huskies. They let us down a few times.
I don't know. 7.5 was just right on. I don't know what happened there. I had much higher hopes for them. I'm pissed off at them. Fuck them. I'm not going to touch that. I don't know. And I don't know what Leach is doing with that Washington State team either. So plenty of other stuff. We got the Boise State's at 3:30.
Iowa goes to Nebraska, man. We were all over Nebraska last week. I think they might be pushing it to take it against Iowa.
I was looking at Iowa home there. Dog. More than anything, Nebraska's not good. I think that just they like we just had that game nailed completely last week. So I would stay away from that one too. And then the other one there's another one I was looking at. Did we say UCF? I looked at UCF.
No, we didn't mention them.
It's 23. South Florida's way down. I don't know if Central Florida has their mojo back a little bit. I wouldn't mind laying 23 there. And then there's another one. West Virginia. West Virginia +14. Another one I was looking at. So I don't know how you feel about those.
I'm okay with them. Let's roll with it. One also game I want to just talk about. Missouri goes to Arkansas, and Arkansas is terrible.
Horrendous.
But Missouri got some news this week, so they've been possible suspension, possible probation, something like that going on for almost a year now, and news just came out this last week that they're going to uphold the no bowl game suspension, and I think this game would put them to 6 wins, which would make them bowl eligible. But I think if I understand correctly, this basically they are not eligible for a bowl game this year, regardless of what they. So this, in other words, is all this team's last game. It's their seniors' last game of the season. All that and that combined, I think, with a team of Arkansas that just stinks.
Totally
blows.
Right.
I think they might come out and really, really play, like trying to prove that, you know, it's them against the world kind of thing, and kind of blow the doors off of Arkansas.
All right, well, let's take Missouri. That's fine. Let's leave. All right, that's fine.
All right, so right now we have Ole Miss on Thursday. On Friday we have Virginia Tech, Missouri, Cincinnati, Boise, Appalachian State, UCF, and West Virginia.
Yep.
That looks good to me. Now move on to Saturday. I've already mentioned that usually that's an 11 a.m. game. I'm just 11 a.m. Central time. I'm assuming that's what it is. The good old Ohio State Michigan game.
I'm all
over this like a bag of dicks that the dude is getting sent to his house. I'll tell you right now.
What we got? Let me see what that line is now. Yeah, it's funny. I looked that they moved it game time because it's way at the bottom on the list here. Funny, Michigan State is tempting this week too, Smith. I got to tell you.
Yeah, fuck them.
Right.
But that's the Rutgers. Is that Rutgers this week?
No, that was
Maryland.
Last week. Rutgers is getting 40.5 from Penn State.
Yeah, right.
No, Ohio State's the same. We got the same. We didn't move the line. We didn't move the line.
So. Wait till the people hear the podcast.
Yeah, that's moving. Right. Wait. It's going to by the time we're done here, it's going to change.
Vegas is going to start paying us to get it to go where they want.
That's right. It's right where we want them to go. Right. The Westgate's going to call us. Exactly.
All right. So I've already let me know, and I think Ohio State is tons better than Michigan. Do you have anything to rebut
No, I'm not. I know how I feel about the Harbaughs. Michigan has underachieved, although they're playing, you know, again, it's a little bit of a 180 from how they played early in the season. But I just don't think that they can deal with Ohio State. He's never beaten them. I don't know why he would pick this year to beat them. So then it's just a function of how much, you know, they're going to win by type thing. And they didn't play too well last week, Ohio State against Penn State. I think that defense can be a little bit pissed off. So, yeah, that's no problem taking Ohio State.
To me, I think that game last week just helped us on this because they'd be favored by four. Right. They'd be, if they blew the doors off of Penn State, they'd be favored by 14 today.
Yep.
All right. What else you like in college this week?
All right, I got Wake Forest written down here.
Got them.
That's going to be – let me get down there. Wake Forest, -3.5 against Syracuse. That seems to be easy. I don't know. I was thinking maybe Iowa State over Kansas State, but we maybe can lay off that one. And then I have Nevada actually written down here. Nevada plus -7 against UNLV. That's the last game of the night, I think. No, it's not. Hawaii is. But I like that Nevada. They're pretty good, actually, and UNLV ain't shit. And then the other game I have written down here is Alabama.
Oh, you like Alabama going into Auburn and getting the win?
I do.
All right. I have a couple things. I mean, there have been some big games. South Carolina was the team that knocked off Georgia.
Yep.
Early in the season, they play at home in the big rivalry game against Clemson, and they're getting almost four touchdowns in that game. So I just thought that would be something maybe to take a look at. Georgia, I think they're going to want to put up some style points once again, even though maybe they'll take the foot off the gas a little bit if they're winning, because they'll have the SEC championship next week. Mm-hmm. But I don't think four touchdowns is out of the question against Georgia Tech.
Georgia Tech not very sucks. Good. Right. I like that Georgia better than I like the other one.
Okay. Circle Georgia. We were on Tulsa last week, and they let us down. They're laying 5.5 to East Carolina. East Carolina's not good, but neither apparently is Tulsa.
Yeah,
either,
okay, so but we'll move on from that. Yeah, I don't need to mess with that.
What about your Golden Gophers? Do you want to stick with them one last time? They're at home.
Yeah, let's do it. Yeah, at home, putting 3 points, 2.5 points. Why not?
We've actually ridden with Notre Dame a few weeks in a row, too, and they've come through with us. Stanford is really poor this year, I thought. They had a terrible season. Their number's at about 17. Do we ride with Notre Dame one more time or just stay away from that?
Let's go. Yeah, Stanford is not good. Notre Dame's laying 16.5. We could buy that down. Yeah, let's do that. Let's take ND minus the 16.
And another game I like actually in the LSU game. Man, A&M went toe-to-toe with LSU last year. I know it's a different offense and all that kind of stuff. That was the game that went like six overtimes, yeah, I want to say, and they scored about 1,000 points. And it got to the point where neither team could stop either team ever, not even for a little bit. LSU's basically been putting up 50 points a week on people, no matter who it is. The only game that they got stopped a little bit was against Auburn. And that's because they turned the ball over a couple times and they went for it on a fourth down in the red zone and didn't get it. Otherwise, they would have been right up in their 40-50 range anyway. I like the over in the LSU-Texas A&M game. I don't like LSU's defense. And until they stop somebody, I won't believe it until I see it.
Over 64, you like that?
Yes, sir.
All right, that's fair enough. That's fine.
All right. And then one last one. I kind of was looking at a home dog. A lot of people like Oklahoma. They still have an outside chance to get in the top thing. But Oklahoma State in this rivalry game, they're getting almost 14 points, I think 13 or 14. I was almost 13. Thinking about taking the home dog in this game because Oklahoma, just like LSU, they still can't stop anybody ever.
No, they really can't. I mean, there's no arguing that's fine. And then another one I'm just looking here. I'm thinking Oregon might put a hurting on Oregon State. I don't know. That's 19.5 points. We'll leave that one alone. Let's go with that. Let's take Oklahoma State.
Okay, so right now we're looking at Ohio State, Georgia, Wake Forest, Minnesota, Notre Dame, over LSU, Oklahoma State, and Nevada.
Yep.
All right. So all in all, from Thursday to Saturday, that's...
It's a big weekend.
16 games.
There you go.
Piece of cake.
13-3.
Thanksgiving. I give thanks for all these games you can bet on. And this is basically the end of the regular season, just so we know.
Yep.
So at least
exactly.
We didn't do too good in the regular season. We'll try and get to the winning number in the college. But I think at sportswatchmonitor.com, it'll start up again like as postseason standings and stuff
just like
that.
Just like we did in NBA and MLB playoffs. Same
dig
deal.
It. Dig it. That, we're primetime players, bro.
That's just, right. When the lights are on. Just regular season shit. That's right.
When you come to the big games, that's when
money
you see
players. It. Money players. Dig that's it. Right.
All right. So let's move on to Sunday NFL action. Do you see anything that pops out off the screen for you?
All right. What do I got written down here? Packers are going to annihilate the Giants.
I like it.
I don't understand how it's 6.5 points. They are going to destroy the Giants. Destroy the Giants.
I agree completely.
excuse me. And then what else do I have here? Panthers I was looking at. I don't know. 10 points. I don't know. The Panthers, I'm not saying they're good. I'm just saying Washington is horrendous. They, you know, the guy was taking selfies before the game was over. The end of the game last week. I they were so happy they won the game. I don't see Carolina. I think Carolina wins that game, covers that game. And then the only other one I have written down is, I guess we're going to go right to Monday night. I didn't see too much else, honestly, is the Vikings and the Seahawks. And I like Seattle in that game, -3.
Yep. I know you've let it be known, and I've let it be known how we both feel about Kirk Cousins. You're a anti-Kirk Cousins, and I think he's pretty good. I think the Vikings are a very good team.
I do.
But, yeah. However, these are the games in this situation where Kirk Cousins will drop the ball.
Right, he'll melt.
I have no problem going with the Fighting Russell Wilsons at home on at Monday home. Night, laying only a field goal. I have no problem with that whatsoever. Right. I had Green Bay. I also have the Colts circled. They're at home. Both of these teams, the Colts and the Titans, are 6-5. This is an absolute must-win for these games. I like the home team in this one. I was kind of looking at the Raiders to bounce back at +10 against the Chiefs.
Too.
The Chiefs really have, much like some of these teams we talked about, have no defense. They're fancy, and you think they're going to score all over the place. They have no D. I really think the Raiders will play a little better than they did last week.
That's fine.
Like the Chargers. Philip Rivers is now 4-7, so we'll probably start winning games.
Right.
They'll probably start putting up all kinds of numbers and playing really good. Now that they're not for the games are
there's
for nothing.
No, meaningless. Right.
Right. So I was thinking about going with the Chargers.
This is some fucking bullshit, though. There's 2 4 o'clock games again this week. Why is that? And why is the Niners and Ravens, they can't flex that game or whatever, move that game to 4 o'clock and change
That's going to be the best game of the day.
Right, and change the fucking Rams and the Cardinals or the Chargers and Broncos, or leave them at four. Just bring that one up to the national game. I mean, I got it last week. There was only 2 games. It was the Cowboys and the Patriots. That's understandable. And even that game Sunday night, the Patriots and Texans is a big game for, you know, AFC playoff implications with the Texans. So I get it, but you can't move that game to 4 o'clock. And again, it's ridiculous how you can't watch every game at one, and then there's only 2 games at four. So
well, the problem is that they only show one national game at 4 o'clock anyway. So even if they moved it to four. Not everybody's seeing it unless you got the whole package dish deal.
Right.
We're at a sports bar. If you're at Turtle Bay at 1119 Decatur Street or Spirits on Bourbon at 615 Bourbon Street, you can watch any game you want anytime.
Ever.
We're open all day tomorrow, too, for football action.
Oh, there you go. All right, so what are we doing? Let's run them down.
All right, so right now we got the – I got another one. I got another one for you. Nick Perrone is going to love this.
Oh, yeah, the Jets. Let's take the Jets. Definitely.
Well, no, I was going to go with the Bengals. They're coming off the win. Jets are coming off the win. I like the Bengals. They're +3.5. Yep. They're going back to their quarterback. They're going to the quarterback. What's
Andy Dalton. Big red.
Andy Dalton. I think the Bengals are saying, look, we're going back to our starting quarterback. If we're going to win a game, this is going to be it.
Plus points.
Let's
go with the Fighting Bengals. Big red. We ride the red train.
All right. So here we go. Going red garbage. Tie. Ready? So I like we got the Bengals. We got the Colts. Did you say Colts?
I said
Colts.
Yeah, Colts.
The Packers.
Yep, for sure.
And the Seahawks.
And the Panthers.
And the Panthers. And I mentioned the Raiders, and I mentioned the Chargers.
Let's just do both. That's fine.
All right. Now, what about we're going to have to bet. Do a Sunday night, something on the Sunday night game.
Oh,
that's
right.
A tough one.
3.5 and 45. Let's take the Texans.
I'll take a home dog there. I got no problem with that.
Let's take the Texans +4. Bye-bye.
All right. Yeah, we got the Bears. We got the Cowboys. We got under Cowboys. We got the Saints. We got the over. We got the Bengals. We got the Colts. We got Green Bay. We got the Raiders. We got the Panthers. We got the Chargers. We got the Texans. And we got the Seahawks.
Yes.
That's 13 games.
All right. Lucky number 13.
How many did I say we got in college? Like 14?
16.
16. 29 games this
29.
week.
29. 20. We're going to go 20-9 minimally.
No.
Double up.
Dude. We're going Reggie Bush and four. That's right. What we're doing.
I'll take it.
Reggie Bush and four. We're turning things around. We're going to end when we're going down swinging.
Right, exactly.
We're going down swinging. Hey, end of the season.
It's the last college, almost, you know, last college weekend of the year.
All right. So far, I'm watching this Lakers. It's pretty close here early on. Doesn't look like the Lakers jumped out and did anything special so far. So I hope Anthony Davis gets his ass kicked, even though I got money on the Lakers.
Right.
So I want to quickly thank John Grove for the bumper music, iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, Google Play Music, Apple, Podbean, Spotify, Stitcher. Devin's going to let you know about what to do YouTube. If you're on YouTube.
Tell him, Debbie.
Hi, this is Devin Weber. When you go on the Wager Makers podcast webpage, make sure to subscribe, hit the like button, and hit the bell to put on your post notifications. Thank you.
All right, thanks, Devin, and happy Thanksgiving. Everybody out there, happy Thanksgiving. Webb, happy Thanksgiving. Thank you all for listening. Tell some people. Tell them about this shit. Tell them we're going to go 25-4 this week, and then if we do that, we'll have listeners. All kinds of new listeners.
That's right.
Webb, take us out.
All right, Smith, thanks a lot. Happy Thanksgiving to you and your family. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. Tell a friend, brick by brick.
My man. Happy Thanksgiving. Tell everybody I said hi.
Yeah, we'll do it.